Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe. Hello, my loves. When I realized that this week had a Friday the 13th in it, I had to delay my podcast to record on Friday the 13th because, well, for me, it's always been a wonderful day. And my guides wanted me to keep this episode light and fluffy. I heard those exact words because there's a whole lot of drama that is associated with this day. So I invite you to join me with some energy healing so we can help settle any nerves, soothe out anything that gets ruffled up, because there is so much superstition associated with Friday the 13th. So if you are open and receptive, just state yes, and I will connect to you and help you ground into Mother Earth. And then we will get on with the podcast. All right. I also am connecting you to your higher self, source, universe, whatever, whoever you want to attribute to that. Okay, take a nice big deep breath. All right. Now, I am channeling energies of peace, serenity, love, good fortune. We always, usually Friday is a very fun day. So why should today be any different? So I am channeling the energies of lighthearted, fun, playfulness, enthusiasm, and so much more to help lighten our vibrations, lighten our mood, because there's so much going on throughout the world and just associated with this day. I personally see this day as a day to honor the divine feminine within us all, because 13 is a magical number. There are 13 lunar cycles throughout the entire year, and a woman has 13 cycles of her own. The cycle, especially the dark moon, which we are in right now, because we have a new moon tomorrow, which is a brand new cycle. This Friday the 13th is helping us usher in a rebirth. We are closing out so many old cycles, and it is wonderful because we are making room for positive changes. Good fortune is following this new moon. So we are lightening up the vibrations, keeping everything light and fluffy so we can plan. We can, there is a really loud plane flying overhead, so we can take off. Wow. They're flying really low today. Okay. All right. Every time we consciously choose to shift into the lighter energies of love, laughter, fun, lightheartedness, peace, serenity, all that stuff, we are helping shift our own mood. We are helping shift our perceptions. And the more we shift our perceptions into the positive or even into neutral territory, instead of seeing Friday the 13th as something inherently negative, because it's not. Yeah, a lot of historical things happened around these days. Yes, we have learned and been conditioned to think of 13 as a bad number. It is not. It is not. It's just a number. And you can attribute so much meaning to so many things. We do. We look for patterns. Completely normal. It is. And 13 is a number of death and rebirth, which is changes. So we can grow. The caterpillar goes into a death and rebirth stage and then emerges as a beautiful butterfly or another beautiful moth. So we are in that phase right now. So a lot of us might be feeling riddled with anxiety and worry and heaviness and just so much more. I know I've been going through it the past couple of days. Okay, probably the past couple of weeks. And especially since the full moon in Aries. And we are in this phase where we're like, it's like we're in the chrysalis. We're stuck, we're wrapped up, we are protected, and we are turning into goo and reforming ourselves. Our reality is shifting. We are shifting for the positives. And soon, like right around the new moon, we will be emerging, wings and all. We are emerging like the butterfly or the moth. And we are growing in so many fantastical, wonderful ways. So I'm sending energies to help support all of that and to help soothe everything. And I want you to keep focusing on the blessings and the positives in your life, because there are a lot of things going around out in the world that would have us stay stuck in fear and negative cycles. Let's be a rebel. Let's not do that. Let's not get stuck in those cycles. Let's elevate our energy, elevate our thinking, and shift into the higher vibrations so we don't keep repeating those cycles. The more we shift, the more we elevate, the more cycles we break, and the more people we impact in a positive way, and the more we'll awaken and start questioning things and breaking their cycles. And it keeps going like a ripple, and it's wonderful. And this entire weekend is fabulous, fabulous to actually propel us through these changes in a, I'm hearing, exponential way. And abundance, good fortune, and so much more is flowing to all of us. And I don't just mean financially, I mean love, joy, bliss, harmony, and so much more is flowing in. And so many of us are growing spiritually in our skills, in our energy work, and everything else as a result. Embrace the changes, embrace the new ways of thinking. I love you. I support you. Always remember, you are accepted, you are valid, and you are loved. Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe. More adventure awaits. For more articles and to work with me as your personal guide, go to www.techwitchlayer.com. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid. You are loved.